Once again, coming to sitting. And in the spirit of beginner's mind, allowing ourselves to become aware of exactly how it feels to be sitting right now. Allowing ourselves to make contact with the awareness of sitting, the sensations of sitting, knowing how the body feels right now. Just basic awareness of the way it feels right now. And coming to the breath. Just feeling the breath flowing in and out of the body. Going in, if you wish, to the movements of the breath, the rests, the pauses. Or just feeling the flow of air in and out of the nostrils. Whatever suits. Just that basic awareness of the body sitting and breathing. And the practice in which we're engaged is one of becoming aware and being very open to whatever it is we're experiencing in that awareness. So as well as resting with the breath and in the body, we may wish to open our awareness to the sounds that surround us, to whatever we're experiencing through our eyes, our sense of sight, and to our sense of taste and smell. So we can rest in awareness. Everything that's coming to us through our five external senses, just as it is, it's our own experience. And if we haven't already done so, as well as opening our awareness to our five external senses, we can also open to the sense of mind, the sixth sense of being aware of what the mind is doing, And so experiencing thought, feeling, emotion, memory, judgment, self-criticism, self-justification, all the processes of the mind, the analysis that goes on, the interpretation, the allocation of meaning, sometimes it may seem that there is so much taking place in the mind. Very difficult not to get caught up in it, to buy into it. The practice is simply to be with it. To notice it, allowing it to be just as it is. Of course, this process of being in the moment implies, maybe you might say, carries with it the sense of letting go of everything that we know or expect or want and allow ourselves to be what is. Noticing if we would like things to be different in our experience. Noticing those judgments that we may make about our experience. Noticing how the mind wishes to shut off things that it doesn't like. Noticing how it tries to grasp hold and keep hold of things that are pleasurable. We are opening to the whole of our experience. We are embracing it. And if it helps, if it's a technique that you find helpful, we are saying yes to our experience. Yes to whatever arises. Yes to whatever's there. Yes to being entirely and completely open. We're noticing our mind's chatter. We're noticing how easy it is to move into conceptual thought and to start thinking our way through this moment-by-moment awareness in some intellectual fashion. Part of letting go of everything we know is letting go of that conceptual thought, that desire to analyze, intellectualize, find causes and reasons and effects, to explain everything. Being in the moment means going into the realms of feeling, into our emotional intelligence. And this is where our wisdom lies. In our emotions, in our feelings. In the intelligence that lies beyond language. Being in the moment is allowing us to begin to connect with this emotional intelligence, bringing us to feeling rather than thinking. Whatever we are seeking to achieve in meditation is in fact already right here before our very eyes. And it's the seeking, the desire to achieve, that prevents us realizing what is already here in the wisdom of our moment by moment experience. As soon as we use words like truth, compassion, enlightenment, we tend to imagine something that is far away from the condition in which we find ourselves right now. But these things that we would want to be are only ever experienced in the very midst of what it means to be human in this moment. There is no other realm, no other place where they are to be found. And they're not hidden somewhere in the unconscious depth of our psyche, or in some hitherto undiscovered dimension of consciousness. We don't have to go looking for them, because they are already right here. In the messiness, the confusion, the darkness, and the anxiety of the very mind which is hearing these words. So what I'm urging you to do right now, and in your practice in general, is to give up any thought you might have of being the great compassionate being, the fiercely compassionate being, the enlightened being, the wise being. And just sit where you are now, paying attention to your moment by moment experience, allowing yourself to be drawn into the mystery of simply being human. That's where your wisdom lies, in embracing your moment by moment experience. and sitting and embracing your life, the whole of your experience right now in this moment, is one of the most compassionate acts that you can ever make.